When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Real Estate Investing Show. I'm Clayton Morris. Thank you so much for joining us. This is the show where we help you become a more intelligent real estate investor. And I believe one of the best ways we can learn is from listening to other people's questions. We think we have all the answers. We don't. Very often, other people's questions can set something on fire for us and lead us down an incredible path. So on this show, we answer your questions. And you can leave us a voicemail question here by just going to morrisinvest.com/Clayton. Again, that's morrisinvest.com/Clayton. We'll have links in the show description below. All right, our first question today is from Sari. Sari, take it away, S-A-R-I.
Hi, Clayton. My name is Sari. My husband and I own 12 lots where we live in Montana, and the little town we live in is in desperate need of rentals. We were going to build some houses, but the cost of building right now is just crazy, so that's not going to happen. We're considering mobile homes, and we were just wondering if you had any other ideas for affordable rental houses. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the question. Sorry that I butchered your name at the beginning. I'm just going off of spelling, by the way, when I see a name. So great question. Yes, the cost of building right now is astronomical. What I would suggest, number one, is maybe contacting a local builder and see if they've been able to lock in building or materials costs and that would allow them to build for you. For instance, what we do at Morris Invest, we've been able to lock in lumber costs and all of those things at much lower prices than when we saw this explosion in lumber prices. So sometimes these builders, because they're doing a lot in bulk at one time, will have been able to lock in cheaper prices at a previous stage. So it might be worth having some discussions with other builders. Now, if you have reached out to some retail builders and they've just quoted you different prices, then that's where we're at right now, and you might have to wait on that. One other thing to think about on the mobile home front is that mobile homes, you have to check with your local ordinances and your cities. And obviously, I lived in Montana, I lived in Helena, Montana. But if you're not in one of those incorporated areas, then I mean, the law, it's kind of, you know, it's like the Wild West, right? You have plenty of opportunities. You are not adherent to the laws in Missoula or Bozeman, Montana or Helena. And so you have these unincorporated areas where you can do a lot of things. So I would check with your county and find out what provisions you have, what things are keeping you perhaps from putting a whole mobile home park. You know, the thing with mobile home parks is that it's very difficult to get licensing for them. They're not really building anymore across the United States. It's very difficult. We've had a number of guests on our show over the years that talk about buying up mobile homes because cities just are not allowing them to be built. So I would definitely look in to find out, are you able to actually get licensure for actually create a mobile home? And then with a mobile home park, of course, you're just leasing the land. Now, that's one thing you could do is simply lease the land to people that want to put their own mobile home on the property and where you are not having to buy a mobile home as a double wide or whatever to put on that property. And then you're simply leasing the land to the mobile home owner. Remember, after all, a mobile home is a vehicle and it's registered at the Department of Motor Vehicles. It's not a house. It's a movable structure. So with a mobile home lot, you could potentially make some great money by leasing out those particular spots to different mobile home owners, and then you're renting the land to them on a monthly basis, which could be a good option until this market shifts and cost of construction comes down. But one first thing I would do is to try to find a larger builder that perhaps has locked in lumber costs and talk to them about these 12 lots and wanting to build a similar structure, similar properties, maybe duplexes on these properties. We are in a rental catastrophe in the United States, an affordable home crisis. We absolutely need as many as possible. So if there's a way, if there's a will, there's a way. I would contact some of the larger builders in the area and have a discussion with them about these 12 lots, see if they are able to build at scale where they've bought up 50 furnaces, they have the water heaters, they have the lumber costs already locked in at a lower price. Like what we're doing, you know, because we're building about 600 homes, we've increased the price this year. We have those lumber costs locked in at the pre-pump prices of lumber, and a lot of these larger builders will as well. So again, contact them. And then I would also contact your county, find out what the laws are regarding mobile home parks and what sort of restrictions are in place. Many, many counties are saying no more. Like, they're grandfathered in if they exist, but we are not allowing any new ones to be built. So check with your city, check with your counties on that. I hope you found that helpful. All right, our next question is from Leah.
Hi, Leah here. I was wondering, if I don't have enough money for a down payment, can I split that with somebody? Do you have that option with your company? Thanks.
Thank you, Leah. Well, yeah, that's something that we get an awful lot with our clients at Morris Invest, is that someone doesn't have the $45,000 down to buy, you know, a new construction rental property. So they feel like, oh, I can't do anything. I'm out of the game. I can't, you know, start investing because I just don't have that down payment money. One of the programs that we offer internally is our partnership program. And, you know, there are maybe three or four families that want to get together. They each have $10,000. And they're able to pool that money as a down payment option. They form an LLC together, and our team can help you do this, form an LLC together, and then you now are each able to come to the table with $10,000 down. You're able to go in as an LLC and buy this rental property together, and now you all are getting an equal share of this equity and cash flow. It's a great way to not have to come out of pocket fully. We've, over the years, worked with a number of young husbands who, you know, they've just had a child on the way, and they said, you know, we've got to do something. We're working a 9-to-5 job. We've got to break out of this. How can we start investing in real estate? But maybe we don't each have $20,000, or maybe we don't each have the $40,000 to come to the table for a down payment on a really good rental property. So why don't we pool our resources? Let's form an LLC. Let's take an equal ownership in this structure. We each get the cash flow, we get the tax benefits of owning this property split as an LLC, and we don't have to come to the table with as much money. And then, of course, you're financing the rest. So, Leah, that's a great solution, is to try to partner up with maybe some folks from your local real estate meetups, maybe some friends, family who want to get it started in real estate investing. You can absolutely do that using a partnership approach and forming an LLC. And then you can also use non-recourse financing because it's tied to an LLC, and you're able to then have the asset provide the value to the bank and not have to worry about your own personal credit as well using non-recourse financing. So where there is a will, there is a way in real estate investing. And remember, most of the biggest real estate investors I know started with none of their own money. They started with nothing. And they were able to either borrow money from a friend or partner with a friend, or, you know, Robert Kiyosaki bought his first property using a credit card in Hawaii. So where there's a will, there's a way in real estate investing. Today's episode is brought to you by Indeed. You know, if you're the hiring expert for your company, what you really need is some help making your short list of quality candidates. You need a hiring partner who helps make your life easier. You need Indeed. Now, Indeed is the job site that makes hiring as easy as 1, 2, 3. You can post, you can screen, and you can interview all on Indeed. And we know right now that companies are trying to find the right candidates. I mean, all you need to do is flip on the news to see how difficult it's been right now to find the right people for the job that you're hiring for. Indeed makes connecting with and hiring the right talent fast and easy. With tools like their Indeed Instant Match program, It gives you the quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your job description immediately. So as soon as you post it, boom, you'll get a group of qualified candidates. And then the Indeed skills test really helps because on average, it reduces hiring time by 27%. And then according to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hiring results than all other sites combined. So if you're hiring right now, you need Indeed. And guess what? You're going to get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/investing. So get started right now with a free $75 sponsored job credit, which means you can upgrade your job posting at Indeed.com/investing. That's Indeed.com/investing. The offer is valid through June 30th. So take advantage of this right now. Terms and conditions apply. All right, our next question comes to us from Sage.
Hi, Clayton. I have an interesting question. I'm 22 and I'm buying property number 1 this year. I'll be renting 1 to 2 rooms out to cover expenses. I can put 20% down, but it might delay the home purchase 3 to 4 months. Should I buy now with a smaller down payment or wait to have 20%? I'm interested in turnkey too, but I'm not sure it would be in my price range of $100,000 or less. Thanks, Clayton.
Well, thanks, Sage. Well, first of all, for like turnkey, for us, like at Morris Investic, our properties are all new construction in the best school districts in the country, in the most landlord-friendly states in the country. Our down payment is going to be about $40,000-$45,000 and then financing the rest. So if your price range, if you've got like 100 to work with, that would get you 2 cash flowing brand new rental properties. So I'm just saying that. I don't know if the 100,000 is like the total price amount. So you're looking to put down 20,000, then that would be a little bit outside of that price range, which I understand. Look, interest rates are starting to move upward. Looking at the data, interest rates, housing starting to slow because interest rates are starting to tick up. Interest rates are starting to move and they're going to go higher as inflation continues. The Federal Reserve is facing hyperinflationary period that's going to be coming. They've said that they are going to allow inflation to run hot for as long as it's run cold, which means it could be a 2 years where they might allow inflation to run hot, which means interest rates will go up. That means the cost of things will increase as they already are. I'm sure many of you have noticed the cost of gas and cost of eggs and milk and meat and everything else is going up. Interest rates are going up as well, which will slow this scorching housing market right now from a retail perspective. And I like to say there are 2 different markets. There's the investor housing market, which for us doesn't really matter or have much tie to these broader issues. Yes, interest rates from a conventional financing perspective definitely has a factor, but not very much. But from a retail perspective, like you are living in this home primarily as yourself and your family, you're moving to a different state, that's going to slow things down significantly. Remember in 2019, in the fall of 2019, when interest rates went up just 1 point, the housing market came to a screeching halt, went from like 3.5 up to like 4.5, almost 5% in a short amount of time. And the housing market stopped. People just stopped buying houses. So millennials that could afford that 3.5% interest rate, now we're suddenly looking at a 4.5% interest rate. And that could mean a lot more on your overall mortgage that you're paying to a bank. So I'm not a financial advisor. I can't tell you one way or the other. What I can tell you is that the Federal Reserve has admitted that they're going to start looking at the tapering process. And the tapering process means they are going to stop or slow down buying up all of these corporate junk bonds on Wall Street at a clip of about $140 billion a month. That might drop down. If that starts to drop down, that means that they're pulling their stimulus basically back from Wall Street. Interest rates are going to start to go up as they're trying to stop this or trying to keep this inflation in check a little bit over 2%. I can tell you that's what's on the horizon from the Federal Reserve. So I would use that as a gauge about where these interest rates are going to go. They're going to continue to go up. I hope you find that helpful. I can't give you advice one way or the other to say, go buy something now. We don't give advice like that here on the show. But I do want to give you the larger macroeconomic conditions about what's about to happen in the market. So if it were me and I was looking at trying to lock in lower interest rates right now, I would want to pounce on something sooner rather than later. That's me personally. So I hope you find that helpful, Sage. Any other questions anyone has, you can always leave us a voicemail question here. Try to keep into about 30 seconds, which all of you did. You all left great questions today. Thank you. Really appreciate that. Just go to morrisinvest.com/Clayton. Leave us your questions and I will try to provide some answers. Now go out there and take action. Become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth and to preserve wealth. Take care, everyone.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.